Good morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Bhadra Sinha, Associate Editor at the Print. And in today's podcast, I will tell you about the Supreme Court hearing on the case related to Kavad Yatra and what next for Uttar Pradesh government with the court asking it to reconsider the decision to hold the pilgrimage. Health and life are of paramount importance, the Supreme Court said on Friday, as it asked the Uttar Pradesh government to reconsider its decision to allow this year's Kavad Yatra amid the coronavirus pandemic. A bench led by Justice R.F. Nariman minced no words in sharing its concern with the lawyers in the matter over Uttar Pradesh government's move to permit the Yatra. Speaking its mind, the court told the state's advocate that it shall not allow physical Yatra at any cost, as the fear of third wave of COVID is looming large. In case UP remains adamant and does not call off the Yatra, the court said, it would be forced to give an order to stop it. To have such a Yatra, which is likely to witness a congregation, will be an infringement of citizens' rights to life and health, basic fundamental rights which the Constitution bestows on all of us. Either you do it on your own or invite an order from us, the court said, asking the UP government to think over and come back with a response on Monday. Now, these important observations were made by the court while it was hearing a suo motu cognizance case initiated by the bench led by Justice Nariman on 14th July. The cognizance was based on media reports on how Uttar Pradesh had decided to go ahead with Kanwar Yatra, while its neighbouring state Uttarakhand had suspended it amid fears of possible third COVID-19 wave. Uttarakhand government, which came under severe criticism for organising the Kumbh Mela in the state's Haridwar district in April this year, even as India battled a devastating second wave of COVID, called off the Kanwar Yatra on 13th July. This was a second year in a row. At the same time, the Uttar Pradesh government decided to go ahead with the pilgrimage, ignoring the warnings by health experts to avoid large social gatherings. In his announcement, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath said, the Yatra will take place with strict curbs in place to contain the spread of infection, and devotees will be allowed to participate only after they present a negative RT-PCR test report. Adityanath even dialed Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Dhami, requesting him to allow a limited number of devotees from the state to visit Haridwar for the Yatra. Political analysts call UP's stand on Kanwar Yatra an attempt to appease the Hindu electorate. The state is set to go to the polls next year. But so is Uttarakhand, where pilgrims who take part in the Yatra converge on the banks of Ganga in Haridwar, fetch the holy water before heading back to their local village shrines. This year's two-week-long Kanwar Yatra is set to begin on 25th July. Now, while taking cognizance of the disturbing news reports on the Yatra being undertaken in UP, the court had summoned a response from governments of Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand. The fact that the Prime Minister had, during an interaction with chief ministers of Northeast states, had warned against any compromise to prevent the recurrence of the COVID wave weighed heavily with the bench. Given the disparate political voices all speaking at the same time, the court felt it was relevant to also seek a response from the centre. When the bench took up the matter on Friday, Centre's counsel Solicitor General Tushar Mehta read out his submissions from an affidavit running into 8 pages. Filed by the Union Home Ministry, the affidavit said central government guidelines prohibited large gatherings. Therefore, to permit pilgrims of Kanwar Yatra to walk up to Haridwar was not feasible. However, the centre put forth some suggestions to allow the Yatra in a restricted manner, both in Uttar Pradesh as well as Uttarakhand. It said the states can provide tankers with Ganga Jal at few dedicated spots for the pilgrims who should be allowed to gather at the sites subject to following COVID protocols such as social distancing and mask wearing. The respective state governments, the centre suggested, should make arrangements for the devotees at local shrines where the final religious ceremony can take place. On its part, Uttarakhand said it had no intention to permit the Yatra. However, Uttar Pradesh Government Council submitted the yatra being allowed by the state was merely symbolic. He said the yatra was given a go-ahead after detailed discussions were held between the State Disaster Management Committee and Kanwar Sangh. Although the Sanghs were advised not to move due to COVID reasons, the state agreed to let those pilgrims undertake the yatra who had to do so due to compelling reasons. For such pilgrims, the state added, it was compulsory to register themselves with state authorities and also submit a negative RT-PCR report besides being fully vaccinated. The number of permissions that would be granted to pilgrims will be kept to minimum, UP government assured the bench. However, for the court, even the symbolic physical yatra proposed by Uttar Pradesh was unacceptable. It advised the state to reconsider the decision, a suggestion that was readily accepted by the lawyer representing UP. Appreciating the advocate's stand, the court noted that the matter concerned every citizen of the country and goes to the very heart of Article 21, which assures right to life and health to each individual living in this country. The health and life of the people are paramount, and all other sentiments, including religious, are subservient to this right, the court added. Friday's order gives very little choice to the Uttar Pradesh government but to take back its decision to hold the yatra. If the state remains adamant, it is surely to invite a judicial order suspending the pilgrimage. That's all I have for you right now. This is Bhadra Sinha bringing you this podcast, The Print AM. Do log on every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from The Print. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.